Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Marami sa atin ang alam na ang pagtakbo ay isa sa mga paboritong physical na ehersisyo ng maraming mga Australians at maging ng mga Filipino sa Australia. Pero sa pagkakataong ito, bukod sa isang forma ng physical exercise, gagamitin din ng ilan nating kababayan sa Queensland ang pagtakbo para itaguyod ang wikang Filipino. Lalo na nitong Agosto ay buwan ng wika sa Pilipinas at ito ay ipinagdiriwang din ng mga Filipino community sa iba't ibang bahagi ng Australia. Kasama natin sa programa si Camille Punzalan at si Cheryl Kimosing mula sa Brisbane at Gold Coast. Maraming salamat sa inyong pagpapaunlak sa interview na ito.
Thank you also for having us.
Yes, thank you. Hi, Annalyn. Thank you for having us.
Oh, good morning. Good morning.
Thank you. Alam ko na kayo ay abala sa paghahanda para sa ito ngayong takbo para sa wika. Pero bago natin puntahan yung mismong araw ng unang araw ng Agosto para sa takbo para sa wika. Camille, can you tell us about yourself? Paano ka nahilig sa pagtakbo? Alam ko ano ka eh, sumasama ka rin sa marathon at mga fun run, hindi ba?
I think the marathon is more so for Cheryl. I do a little bit of running, but I was really inspired sa aking husband because this year we went to Mount Apple. And that was also the first time that I went to Mount Apple and he actually did a 50-kilometer trail run there. So I was like, okay, that was crazy. Crazy amazing, I would say. I was trying to look for something like that here. And then I realized that maybe I could start with running. And then I was like, oh, August is also Buwan ng Wika. Why not we do something to gather some Filipinos na din and just, you know, have fun and still celebrate our language. So yeah. I'm quite active in the community. One of my idols also is Cheryl because she is the real marathoner.
Ayan, nabanggit na ni Camille, Cheryl, ikaw ay marathoner. Ano na ba yung mga napuntahan mo o sinabak mo na mga marathon? Alam ko dyan sa Gold Coast meron, di ba?
Yes, recently, kakatapos lang recently ng Gold Coast Marathon and I joined that race as well. But I have been running for about, since 2010, back in the Philippines. And I started with 10 kilometers run. And then coming from zero, 10 kilometers agad. And then after 10, ayan na, nahilig sa pagtakbo, 21, 42. And then until the longest run that I've done is 160 kilometers race. Back in the Philippines, I've run the Bataan Death March from Bataan until Tarlac. Amazing. And then since then I've been doing a lot of marathons. Ang aking forte is marathon running because I like, hindi ako mabilis pero I can do the endurance. So I've done about 80 marathons recently. Yung Gold Coast Marathon is my 80th marathon.
Oh wow.
And I've done Singapore, Hong Kong, marami sa Philippines, and then Canberra. I've done Sydney Marathon, Melbourne. Yeah, I enjoy running. I love it. I love the community. I love the vibe. I love it.
80 marathons, nako, parang malayo ang ating hahabulin, Camille, para sa marathon na to. Pero
oo nga.
Siyempre, yung pagtakbo pa lang, parang malaking preparation na, di ba? Bawat takbo mo, siyempre, sisimulan mo yan sa maiksi muna. At siyempre, hindi mo kailangan maging mabilis sa mga unang pagtakbo mo. Pero, how do you prepare? Ikaw, Camille, alam ko recently, you've been doing fun runs at mga pagtakbo nga, no? Pero, ikaw, Cheryl, mahahabang marathon ang iyong ginagawa o yung pinakamahaba mong nagawa is over 100 km or kilometers. So, ano yung unang dapat na paghanda, lalo na halimbawa, baguhan ka sa pagtakbo?
Oh, okay. Baguhan, for those who are starting, ang ginawa ko talaga is really start really with run, walk. Alam mo yon, yung parang huwag kang sasabak agad na magto 10k ka agad, magto 21k ka agad. Just like anything, one step at a time. Okay, and that's one. So I started, I started from 10K kasi nga at that time, just like a trivia, hinahabol ko kasi si Derek Ramsey back in the Philippines. Kasi crush ko siya. May isang race na tatakbo siya. Sabi ko, sinabihan ako ng kaibigan ko na, uy, tatakbo si Derek Ramsey. Tara, takbo tayo. So ako naman, okay, go. Tinakbo ko 10K. But anyway, hindi ko siya nakita. But I found a new love. I found lo running. So hindi ko nire-recommenda na mag-start agad sa 10K. But what I will start is really start with 3 kilometers, with 5 kilometers. And by saying that, run, walk, hindi kasalanan ang maglakad, ang tumigil. Pag napagod na, know yourself, know your, it's your katawan mo yan, sarili mo yan, dapat ipipace mo rin yung sarili mo ng tama. So, and then kailangan ng tamang tulog, tamang nutrition, tamang sapatos, hindi kailangan na parang yung pang sapatos mo lang na pang work, yun din ang gagamitin mo kasi baka ma-injury ka. There are a lot of preparations involved in running. But more than that, it's preparation ng mindset. Are you ready to go the distance? Are you ready na magpakahirap? Kasi while it's fun, kaya nga may fun run, but it's really physically, it will test your physical and your mental endurance.
That's so true. I learned that the hard way as well, because I'm the kind of person who did not prepare for my 10Ks. So I did 10K initially. I think that was Bridge to Brisbane a couple of years ago, and I was like, kaya yan, because I walk naman. But really, you have to prepare, because after that very first 10K without preparation, okay, I hope the listeners will learn from me from my mistake, is that the next day, pagkatapos talaga ng race, oh my God, 2 days hindi talaga ako makalakad because it was so painful. Yes, and then the second time was this year. So I remember I said my husband did 50 kilometers in Mount Apo. I also did 10 kilometers. And tama si Cheryl, because it was really like a battle between, my mind, like, should I continue or should I blow that whistle and just ask someone to save me? So it takes a lot of mind body preparation, even eating as well. You need to make sure that you're properly nourished just to do runs.
Kaya siguro importante yung sinabi niyong dalawa, no, na kailangan hindi lang yung physical kundi yung mental, kasi yung pagtakbo mo parang okay, mararamdaman mo yung pagod, pero yung isip mo, pipilitin ba ng isipan mo na kaya ko to, pipilitin ko matapos yung 10K, o kung ikaw ay nagsisimula sa 3K o sa 5K?
It's really about the mindset sometimes, because I think I spoke to Cheryl just a few days ago na minsan your body would just stop na. Ito na, this is my limit. But if your mind says go, kaya mo pa, girl. You can still push it.
Cheryl, dun sa mga marathons na ginawa mo, syempre nagsimula ka sa paghabol kay Derek Ramsey, dun sa 10K mo, ano? Pero syempre hindi, kumbaga hindi ka huminto doon, hindi mo nga naabutan o hindi mo siya nakita dun sa marathon, sa 10K marathon na ginawa mo. Pero ano yung naging drive mo or inspiration mo to continue on doing marathon, at syempre yung pagtakbo, at ganun din sa iyo, Camille?
What really drove me to continue is really the community. Once you are already in that space, everyone is so supportive. Even strangers are cheering for you. Runner man o hindi runner, they're already supporting you and we like kaya mo yan, kaya mo yan. Because that even your other friends doesn't support you or cheer for you, pero ito nakikita mo stranger nagsusuporta sa iyo. And then not only that, you can really see yung mental capacity ng tao na parang kahit hirap na will still continue. Yung resilience, yung grit, the passion is there. Because in running, may tinatawag kami sa marathon, may tinatawag kaming hitting the wall. It usually starts in 32 kilometers or 30 kilometers ng run sa 42. That's the time that your mind and your body starts telling you na tama na, tigil na, pagod ka na. But really, yung grit, yung resilience, hindi, kaya ko pa to. It's really like, that's really drove me kasi whatever it is na pinagdadaanan mo, kaya mo lahat na lampasan yung wall na yung kaya mo lagpasan lahat. And so it's also, running is a really great metaphor for life, that whatever it is that you're going through, you will surpass it. And then there's always a finish line. There's always a reward waiting for you. That's what drove me to running. It's really like, it tests you, but also it rewards you at the end.
Ikaw, Camille.
For me naman, in the beginning, I have to be honest, I really don't like running. I like walking better. But when I did that Mount Apple one, it really helped me as well with my mental health. Kasi doon, like they said, the endurance sports daw, it helps you with your mental health. And doon ko talaga na-prove sa sarili ko na I was able to make changes sa utak ko during that time when I was alone. Like ako lang talaga pag-isa sa gubat and like I have to run and I was so tired. But something changed in my mindset doon. But the other thing as well, tama si Cheryl, because the community of runners are just amazing. Like they are your number one cheerleaders. And parang there's no greediness ba na if say like they would tell you na, hey, ganito, like this kind of path, you might want to slow down, or in the future they would tell you this would be like a good pair of shoes to use, like things like that. And then just having that community, that friendship na sometimes when you, especially with trail running, minsan mag-isa ka lang sa path, but with road running you would probably meet a lot of people. And that's how I actually met Cheryl, because of she did the marathon and I saw her and I was cheering for her. So it was kind of like that. It's good to have that kind of friendship because it also boosts your mental health. And like speaking of us Filipino migrants here, it is such an amazing community. But I think to be doing something together, like a run, is like even greater, helping na mawala yung loneliness, etc.
Nabanggit nyo na yung community, ano? Siyempre, iba yung ikaw lang mag-isa at meron kang maaaya na samahan ka o sumama o ma-encourage mo to do fun run at siyempre yung marathon at mas mahabang pagtakbo. Cheryl, ikaw kasi medyo matagal na 16 years doing marathon and running.
Now you remind me of how many years. Yes. I met amazing people over running. Until now, they are my greatest best friends. And at the same time, during the lowest point of my life, dun din ako lumapit. So, kasi I don't know. Runners are really a different kind of people. They're passionate. They just like have the discipline, the resilience, the grit, and at the same time they know how to have fun. So yeah, that's the reason why as well that I was like thinking na natapansin ko kasi like GC Marathon, ang dami na talagang Pilipino sa Gold Coast na tumatakbo. Parang tumakbo na ako ng mga 4 times sa Gold Coast Marathon, but this is the most number of Filipino na nakita ko. So parang sabi ko, oh may basketball community sa Gold Coast, may volleyball, may golf, pero wala pang running community. That's the reason why sabi ko, uy, baka it's about time na it's not really like magtatayo kami ng community or club. It's really just let's start with like a little one, step by step. And then a group lang na just like what Camille has said earlier, tama siya na kasi nga lahat tayo migrants, yung baka wala ka pang kaibigan dito, bago ka lang na homesick ka or gusto mong tumakbo. Yeah, at least I want it to be like, oh, may isang community, may isang group na, uy, pwede tayong pumunta dyan every Saturday. Tara, takbo tayo.
Ikaw, Camille, marami ka na bang na-invite na, I mean, lalo na nitong paparating na August 1, meron yung takbo para sa wika. Meron ka nang na-encourage na kapwa Pilipino to join sa pagtakbo?
Yes, actually. And it's amazing kasi these are people na not directly connected to me. Kasi pinost ko lang siya sa Filipino community group. And then you realize na tama si Cheryl na, oh my gosh, madami palang naghahanap nito. Because I too, before, was looking for a Filipino community of runners. And well, I already know Cheryl, but then this is a good initiative to be doing it as well. And I guess the reason why we made ours Takbo para sa Wika is because I want it to be like a free Filipino community run. We're joining a park run. So that's the 1st of August. And I thought we can also celebrate our language through movement. So like hitting so many birds with one stone.
Yeah.
Isang bagong umaga dito sa SBS Filipino at nagpapatuloy po tayo dito sa ating programa. Kausap natin si Camille Ponzalan at Cheryl Kimosing. Ibinahagi nilang inspirasyon para sa takbo, para sa wika na gaganapin dyan sa Brisbane at Gold Coast sa unang araw ng Agosto. At sa pagpapatuloy ng ating panayam sa kanilang dalawa, alamin natin ang detalye at ano pa nga ba ang kanilang hangarin sa pagsasagawa nitong pagtakbo para sa wika. Alam ko na usually yung mga marathon na ganito at yung mga fun run, merong kasamang fee. Pero itong takbo para sa wika, it's a free fun run. At ito nga ay encouragement para sa mga kapwa natin, mga Filipino, lalo na dyan sa Brisbane at sa Gold Coast, to do the run at syempre itaguyod or yung to advocate for the Filipino community. Ano ba yung inspirasyon yung dalawa para gawin ito? Cheryl.
Inspiration is really just like to get people moving. You know, it's like we hustle Monday to Friday. Minsan every week, kahit weekend, we're still like working. But if we allot 1 hour of our time, probably for ourselves, even 1 hour of our time to ourselves, to move, to be with nature, to get outdoors, to meet people, umupo, magkape, magkumustahan sa kababayan. It's really that inspires me to do this, yeah. Mm. One step at a time, yeah.
Mm. Ikaw, Camille, bakit mo tinawag na takbo para sa wika? Although sinabi mo na kanina, it's August, buwan ng wika para sa Pilipinas.
Yeah. I'm someone who loves the language, I would say, and I like it na while even if andito tayo sa Australia, I like it that our language travels with us as well. And this kind of community event is like putting it out there in the open. And I'm not sure if a lot of Filipinos know, but 35 of our language or dialects are already endangered. So I thought, oh, maybe this is one way of promoting that then. Because as much as we can speak great English, we should also still remember now we have dialects in the Philippines. We have our Filipino language. And so I'm so excited because what we're going to be doing, like kilometer one, for example, we're going to be like printing something and we'll put, this is the starting line. And this is Batanes. And these are the language that they speak. It's Ibatan. And then kilometer one, we're going to Ilocos and they speak Ilocano. And two, Luzon. And then three is Cebu until the very end. And like, I want them to see that from Batanes to Tawi-Tawi, for example, while we're only doing 5 kilometers, they are going from Luzon to Mindanao and like knowing the languages in between. And parang nag-travel ka na din 1,850 kilometers sa Pilipinas.
Part ba ito nung paghahanap mo ng mga marunong magsalita ng different languages sa Pilipinas? Because I saw on your post na naghahanap ka ng mga native speakers o yung mga marunong magsalita ng iba't ibang wikang Filipino.
Yes, because I'm also hoping, it's a different project of mine. Hopefully during Buwan ng Wika, we could post something like, how do you say hello in Bisaya? Or how do you say good morning? But especially sa mga young people na they want to get in touch with their heritage, like they can see something. You know, it's simple, and it would also promote different dialects na din.
Mm. Punta tayo doon sa takbo para sa wika. Can you give us the details, Cheryl, para sa Gold Coast, anong oras ito magsisimula, saan ito magsisimula at saan magtatapos? At syempre para dun sa mga interesado, where can they get in contact with or sino ang dapat nilang i-contact?
Okay, so for Gold Coast, and also as mentioned by Camille, we are joining as well a park run event. So it will be, we will be joining the Surfers Paradise Park Run, and it's they usually hold it at Home of the Arts in Bundal, in Surfers Paradise. So we will meet up at 6:45 a.m. for a 7 a.m. start. And it's completely free. And just need to bring their smile and invite a friend. If ever, kung may kakilala pa sila na gustong tumakbo at gustong mag-gumalaw-galaw lang, bring a friend. And also, so it's a loop. Two loops siya. Tama ba? Two loops siya around the lake of Home of the Arts. So it's a beautiful scenery. Tama-tama sa kaka bukang sunrise pa yan. So makikita pa natin ang sunrise. And then what else? So if they want to register, they can register through Park Run. Para kung gusto nilang officially may time sila para makaulit pa rin sila ulit. Yeah, what else? Yeah, I just encourage them because buwan nga ng wika, I just encourage them to wear Philippine colors or so red, white, yeah, red, white and blue. Tapos or kung meron silang Pilipinas t-shirt, much better para we can celebrate really buwan ng wika together.
So, ikaw, Camille, para sa Brisbane, takbo para sa wika. Saan yan magsisimula? Anong oras kailangan nandun at yung mga details para makasali?
Yeah, we're very much in sync with what Cheryl has been saying as well. We would love to see you in your colors, yellow, blue, red as well. If you want to wear your Filipiniana, why not? Go for it. We would start a bit earlier at 6 a.m. because some of my friends want to do some Zumba, and so you can be there. And they said that they're gonna bring pandesal also to share. So yeah, if you want to have that, carbs before running. And then the actual pre-race is I think at 6:30 to 6:45. So that's the actual park run pre-race briefing. But the actual run would also start at 7 a.m. So this is a 5 kilometer run just across South Bank, Brisbane. It's also very beautiful scenery right there. So fresh nature, etc. And then I think it's one loop, but I also posted it in the events page. So there is an event page on Facebook called Takbo Para Sa Wika, and they can always get in contact with me. And same with what Cheryl said, they just have to register through Parkrun so that if they want to do it every Saturday, why not? That would be amazing.
So ito ay Park Run Brisbane o Parkland o Park Run Queensland.
I think there's only one Parkrun to
Yeah.
register because it's all over the world at that,
Correct.
if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
Okay. So pinag-usapan natin yung takbo para sa wika ano. That's August 1 diyan sa Brisbane at Gold Coast. Halos simultaneous siya na mangyayari. Pero kanina nabanggit nyo na parang ito ay advocacy or to promote din yung Filipino language dito sa Australia. Personally ba kayo sa inyong family or nung paglipat nyo ba dito, talagang kayo yung tumutulak na magsasalita pa rin ng Filipino? Kasi yan yung minsan meron tayong mga kababayan na parang para mas makasabay o sabihin na natin, maka-assimilate sa wider Australian community, merong iba na mas pinipili nila na hindi magsalita ng Filipino o ng Tagalog o anumang mga iba pang Filipino language.
I would always choose to speak Filipino at some point, for sure. I think I gotta be honest, when I was young, I've already been like speaking a lot of English. I think it's because Bisaya, and then instead of Filipino, we speak Cebuano and then English right away. Pero like being here, parang mas the more mo siyang gustong like sabihin as well, especially when with your kapwa Filipino, or even with my husband, I teach him words like Cebuano or Filipino. He's learning a few things here and there, and that's me promoting my heritage. I don't want to lose my heritage.
Camille, kailan ka ba dumating sa Australia?
10 years ago.
10 years ago. At dyan ka na
Yes.
agad sa Brisbane tumuloy.
Yes. Since.
Ikaw, Cheryl, kailan ka dumating sa Australia? At yung tanong ko din kay Camille na why is it important para sa iyo na to still speak the Filipino language?
I arrived 2018 July, but nasa New Zealand muna ako for a few years. And then yeah, I don't want to lose it. No, kailangan ano, dugong Pinoy at salitang Pinoy, wikang Pinoy all throughout hanggang sa dulo. So yeah, so I don't want to lose it. And even like with wala pa akong sarili kong anak, but sa mga pamangkin, even like, kasi dito na lumaki yung mga pamangkin ko na nasa Brisbane. Pero we still speak pag nagkikita-kita kami sa reunion, ganyan. Even them, we speak in Tagalog pa rin, na kahit nahihirapan sila, pero they're still like speaking Tagalog. Even yung mga pamangkin ko na dito na pinanganak, we still talk to them in Tagalog kasi ang sarap kayong pakinggan ng wikang Tagalog, wikang Pilipino, 'di ba? Ang sarap pakinggan. So why would you want to lose it?
Ikaw ba, Camille, meron ka ng anak?
Not yet, but yes, one day when I do have one, I will make sure that they speak the language still.
Siyempre, bukod dun sa sariling pamilya o mga kamag-anak, gaya ng sinabi ni Cheryl sa mga pamangkin niya, yung pagsasalita ng wikang Filipino, isa ring mahalagang parte ng pagpapatuloy ng kulturang Filipino, yung wikang Filipino, at siyempre yung community na meron tayo. Alam ko, very active ng Filipino community dyan sa parehong Brisbane at saka sa Gold Coast. Ano yung mga activities na meron kayo, Cheryl?
Okay, Gold Coast, we just finished the Filipino Festival last June, where Camille is one of our beautiful hosts ever since, the mga 2, 3 years na ngayon. So I co-organized that and lead that festival. And then, so we also have the first ever this year, nagkaroon kami ng first time na nagkaroon ng flag raising ceremony sa Home of the Arts then. So that was really something that we are very proud of. And then we also have like mga activities like in the usual na mga Paskong Pinoy. And then we also have like workshops and tree planting activities. We're also very active with that. And then, so both community, both social, festival, yun tayo, marami tayong activities dito sa Gold Coast. Yeah.
Ikaw, Camille, alam ko na nasa Brisbane ka, nasa Gold Coast, kung saan saan ka napupunta at very active ka, hindi lang sa Filipino community, kundi sa wider Queensland community. Gaano ka importante para sa iyo yung connection mo sa community, sa Filipino community, at syempre yung bilang bahagi ng Queensland community at mas na ipapakilala mo pa yung pagiging Filipino mo?
Yeah, it's very important to start with the Filipino community itself. Parang hindi ako masyadong na homesick, you know, but even if this is already considered my home, minsan nakakamiss pa rin yung Pilipinas. And it's just important to be right beside Filipinos who are trying to empower other Filipinos also. Kasi the more united we are, the more strong that we are, right? And in this way, like while I'm very integrated with the Filipino community, having integrated with the multicultural community as well, I'm able to raise our flags as Filipino. Like they would see, now I would always tell everything beautiful about the Philippines, about the Filipino, because not everyone would know. Like they would all probably see what's on the news or everything else that comes through. But if you represent yourself there, so I think this year when doing that AFC one was really good in that that they have seen a Filipino on that stage that no one has done before as well. So it's good to see that, oh, Filipinos can do everything. You just have to give them the spotlight kind of thing.
So para dun sa mga kababayan natin, lalong-lalo na dun sa mga bagong dating at wala pang mga kaibigan, what's your message to them at saka sa mga naghahanap ng kasama or yung mga gustong sumama sa mga takbo?
Sa mga bagong dating dito sa Australia or yeah, Brisbane, Gold or kahit saan sa Australia, good thing, isa sa mga advantages ng social media really is like yung connection. So we can always just search, no? Kasi yung una kong ginawa eh. Nung dumating ako lang noong 2018, sumali ako sa isang group lang, parang Surfers Paradise or Filipinos in Gold Coast yata. Nanta parang nag-chat lang ako doon. Tapos may parang meet up. Nag-organize ng meet-up sa isang park. Tapos, kahit nahihiya ako, wala pa akong kakilala, pa sabi ko, sige, go tayo kasi nga gusto kong makipag-connect sa Pilipino. So, that's what I did. Yeah, social media is a good way of like reaching out. Yun lang, of course, maging ano lang tayo din, cautious lang din tayo kung sino yung mga pinupuntahan din natin. And then, don't hesitate to, we have a lot of Filipino organizations. Again, search lang din Filipino. We have like, I mean, with us, Filipino Australia Community of Gold Coast here, you can always connect. And then, with that's a church, yung mga connection na ganyan. So, just go out there. Kasi maraming gustong tumulong at maraming gustong makipag-connect din. Kasi nga, as Camille has said, just to avoid the homesickness as well. And also, and yeah, to just share and with others naman, sharing our culture with other communities. So, This is the first good exercise of really building up confidence and public relations, community, and connection.
Ikaw, Camille.
Yeah, same thing as well. Nung, yun din yung first kong ginawa talaga. Naghanap ako ng Filipinos in Queensland or Brisbane. Because at that time, I felt so lonely. And then, yes, yun din, I met a couple of people. And then, naging, na-meet ko yung mga Filipino community. I guess if you're new here, especially if you're a student, for example, na wala ka talagang connection with anyone, I mean, you will always have the consulate as well, the Filipino communities. And then, the groups are also very good, but again, be very cautious who you're gonna trust. So just be careful on that regard as well. And I guess mas maraming Pilipino na malaki yung heart to help others, and you'll
Yes.
realize that along the way. So it's never wrong to ask for help. It's okay
Yes.
to ask for help because there's always someone there. Mayroon talaga diyang Pilipino who would, you know, would be there for you. I can I just share this? There was one post na post sa Filipinos in Queensland na student siya. I don't know his name. Nag-eat daw sila in a restaurant in the city. Tapos nung lumabas sila, their food was already paid for. And it was from another
Wow.
Filipino. And then yes, it was so beautiful kasi sabi daw nung nagbayad na I was also a student once and I want to give back. And I
Yeah.
was like, "Oh my gosh, it's so beautiful."
Touching.
Napaka-importante nun, ano, lalo na para sa ating mga migrants na, lalo na dun sa mga baguhan, bagong dating na we pay forward din yung mga naibigay o naging tulong na ibinigay natin sa atin o natanggap natin from sa ibang tao. At syempre, yung community na meron tayo, magpapatuloy yan. At syempre, dun sa mga trying to get to know someone sa Brisbane, sa Gold Coast, napakahalaga na huwag mahiya to connect or magtanong kung may pangangailangan at humingi ng tulong, hindi ba?
Yes.
Thank you so much sa inyong dalawa. Napaka halaga nung imbitasyon na ito na makasama namin kayo sa programa. At syempre, all the best sa inyong pagtakbo sa August 1
Done.
dyan sa Gold Coast at sa Brisbane para sa takbo, para sa wika. At syempre, magpapatuloy ang inyong serbisyo para sa community at pagpapaunlad nung ating Filipino community dyan sa Gold Coast. Ayan, maraming salamat sa iyo, Camille Panzalan at Cheryl Kimosing. At all the best sa inyong pagtakbo. At syempre, magpapatuloy tayo sa pagsubaybay ng mga ginagawa ninyo para sa Filipino community. Maraming salamat mula dito sa SBS Filipino.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.